Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the radio. I want to thank all my listeners out there on today that, you know, came to hear a word from the Lord, because that's just what you're going to get, a word from the Lord. First of all, we're going to go ahead on, amen, with our announcement. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind. You know, God is moving. He's still moving. Glory to God. And we thank God for the move of God as he is still moving. Aren't you glad that he is still moving? Amen. Like Jesus is alive and well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're going to go ahead on with our announcements on today. First of all, if you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. Like I always say, faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. Glory to God. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She comes on every Saturday. So what you need to do is just go ahead and write it down and get her number and hear what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing. Elder was on fire yesterday. Good God Almighty, as usual. Hallelujah. If you didn't get what you need, then that's because you didn't come. Hallelujah. Because she had it. Amen. She had that line lit up. Hey, glory to God. I'm not going to say like a Christmas tree. It was more than like a Christmas tree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She had it lit up on yesterday. So I encourage you to make sure you keep in mind when Elder's coming on, and you can hear her on next Saturday. She comes on every Saturday. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure, now mark your calendar, because we come on every Saturday, every Sunday we come on. Amen. We each have an hour, glory to God, to come on and spread the word to God, the word to God's people all across the nation. You know, like I say, he's still moving, but if you don't come, then you can't hear it. You don't know what he's saying, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and hear what the word of the Lord is. Of the word of the Lord, what God is saying in these last and evil days. And next, we're going to give you a 30-minute break, and you're going to hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is an author, glory to God. She has already put out her first book, like I told you, on last week. It's on Amazon, glory to God. If you hadn't purchased that one, go ahead and get that one, because the next one is coming. Amen. It's floating, amen, out there in the airwaves. But I need you to come on and get the first one so you can get the second book. Amen. Glory to God. It's an awesome read. It will give you inspiration where you need it, amen, each and every day. So I encourage you to hook up with her on Facebook. If you don't have a Facebook page, you can hook up with any of us. We will get you to her. Hallelujah. So you can purchase the book, because you want to definitely get the first one in order to enjoy the second one. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and buy a book. And then if you move on up just a little bit, on Tuesday, we have, I call them the Power Impact Team. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Mark your calendar. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them. Glory to God. Go on Facebook. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. You can find them on Facebook, inbox them, let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. If you can't find them on Facebook, get in touch with either of us, of the WOW team, they call us. Hey, glory to God. And we will get you to them. Hallelujah. Because we ain't playing games. You know how sometimes people say no shame in the game. We ain't playing no games. This is the real deal. So come on and hook up with them and let them know what the need may be. Amen. Because you don't want to miss out on what God has for you. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't have anybody to help me. Well, the door is open. I just opened the door for you to come on and get what you need. Hallelujah. God wants to do some great and mighty things in each and everyone's life. But, you know, you got to step out there on faith and know that it's God. Know that you know that you know that God is sending people to help you. Hallelujah. Not like those that didn't want to help you, you know. Amen. You don't bash them. You just say, well, Lord, I thank you, Lord. But you sent me to somebody that will. Glory to God. And keep it moving. I went on Facebook and I would don't let no one dull your sparkle. Ha, my God. Don't let them dull your spark, man. Don't let them keep you from going to the next level in which God is calling you to. Hallelujah. He's sending you help. So I encourage you to, amen, take this help. Amen. Glory to God that God is sending you. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many things. We're only asking for $25 or more in order to become a partner. Amen. There are many things that you will get. Hallelujah. You will get a chance to talk, amen, to Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you, there's some great and mighty works going on, amen, behind the scenes that you don't know. So I encourage you, amen, to come on and be a partner so you can get in, amen, where you fit in at. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep all these announcements in mind and know that God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. He is ever yet moving on your behalf. Hallelujah. I'm going to now open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would, go ahead and press the one and I will bring you in for prayer. I just want you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. You don't have to give your name. Hallelujah. I know some say, well, they'll recognize my name. Well, you know what? You can disguise your voice if you want to. As long as you get your prayer needs met, what do it matter? Hallelujah. Because if you need prayer, go ahead and get it. You know, hallelujah, glory to God for things to be opened up to you and you don't get it. Hallelujah. Because you're worried about what somebody else thinks. You're worried about what the world system, amen, going to think of you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what the world system going to think. Don't even worry about them trying to figure out who you are. Because if you need prayer, hallelujah, just get what you need. Don't even worry about that. Let God be God in your life, and he'll take care of the rest. Hallelujah. And you also understand some of those who are trying to figure out your voice and different things, they need prayer too. They're trying to figure out how they can get their prayer needs met. Glory to God. Well, nobody's pressed the one. Well, we're going to move right on down the road. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead with prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have made, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for being in season, Lord God, and out of season whenever you call us, Lord, and whenever you call us to pray, Lord God, for those who need prayer, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind that spirit of fear, Lord, that's trying to grip this world, Lord, to stop them, Lord God, from getting their prayer needs met right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we loose, God, oh my God, the peace of God that rests upon them like never before right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, how you watched over them, Lord God, on last night, how you gave them, Lord God, everything that they desire in their heart, Lord God, how you're opening up, Lord God, the word of the Bible to them even the more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because, Lord, you want them to write this word, Lord God, upon their heart so they sin not against thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so they will have something to fight against the devil with, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they read the word of God, oh God, and they bring forth the word of God against the wiles and the tricks of the devil, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving them more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the word of God, oh God. And Lord God, you're calling us to pray more, Lord God, and to seek your face even the more. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because there's a higher calling to prayer in these last and evil days. So, Father God, we thank you for it, Lord God, as we answer the call to prayer, as you're calling us to come into prayer, even the more, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory, O Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor because you say your word, Lord God, oh my God, shall not pass away, Lord God. Your word shall not return unto you, Lord. It will do that that it set out to do. It'll heal. It'll deliver. It'll set free the captives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are captives in their mind, Lord God. Those who are straddled the fence, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As they began to come over and come over on the right side, the righteousness side of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and serve you like never before, Lord. We cast down the strongholds that's trying to hold them back right now in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they continue, Lord God, and try to come up and come up higher, Lord God. Lord, we push back every generational curse. They won't have to live, Lord God, like those, Lord God, that have went before them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They won't think that they have to stay in the world system and do the way the world did or do what they did back in those days. They'll come in and be a new creature in Christ Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as you begin to show them a new way of living, as you begin to show them a new way of thinking, as you begin to show them a new way of doing things, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them grab hold, Lord God, and not let it go, because you're the one that made them, so you're the one that can give them everything that they desire. They don't have to live the way the world system live, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, oh, my God, hallelujah, who are selling their ships in the wrong places. Oh, my God, and what you mean by that, Lord God, they're trying to get money. Oh, my God, in the wrong oceans, Lord. Well, just put it like that. In the name of Jesus, only you, Lord God, can give increase. Only you, Lord God, can make their lives better. You can only you, Lord God, can bring them up, Lord God, and give them more finances that they need right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, they don't have to sail their ships over in the wrong ocean, not in the devil's ocean. You come and sail with Jesus, and he'll take you there where you need to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, just lift your sails. Oh, my God, in the army of the Lord. Oh, glory to God, and he will see you through in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing those that need a healing on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that there's nothing short, Lord God, of you, Lord God. Every prayer, Lord God, you said if we pray it and believe it, then we can have it. We can have just what we say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we speak healing to those that need a healing, Lord God, whether it's in their physical body, Lord God, whether it's their mental state, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But the enemy is trying to grip their mind. Oh, my God. He said, man, I always pray and not faint. Oh, glory to God. Continue to pray. If you can't say nothing but Jesus, you call on the name of Jesus and raise your one hand. He's still here. You glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is trying to put you in a rut where you can't pray. But just raise your hand and say, Jesus, oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he hear you, and he'll come and see about you every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, for the prayers, Lord God, that go forth, oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you and we give you glory, oh, Lord, because we know without you, Lord God, we can do nothing. We thank you that you're still a miracle-working God. Glory to God. You're a miracle God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If my people, which are called by my name, should pray and humble themselves, oh, my God, and turn, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, but make sure you turn on the right side, the righteous side of God, hallelujah, not on the wrong side, because some are turning on the wrong side, hallelujah, glory to God, but turn on the right side, the righteous side of the Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, and watch him work, hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll work out all those situations. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He'll work out that foreclosure. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He'll work it out. Hallelujah. Although you get down to your last dime, he'll work it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to trust in him even the more. Hallelujah. It's a season where people are trusting in man and waiting on man to give them money and waiting on man to do this. Well, you know it's God that moves the hand of man. Hallelujah. It just don't move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God moves it. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word on today, Lord. Let it be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto the path that we take in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. If you would, go ahead and turn to James chapter 4. I'm going to be reading from James chapter 4 on today. Submit yourselves to God. You know, some people have go ahead and they say, well, you know what? Yes, I gave my life to Christ. I have, you know, I went on and I did that. I received him as my Lord and Savior, but you haven't submitted, hallelujah, because you're still doing the same old. You're not a different person, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. But once you say, you know, Lord, I give my life to you, yes. But there are some things you're going to have to do, and there are some things you've got to let go. You really, really, really want to get submitted and watch God grow you and watch you come up even higher. You've got to submit to him. You know, sometimes we have to do a self-checkup because we're still doing the same old. So that means we haven't submitted, hallelujah, to God. In other words, yes, I've accepted as my Lord and Savior, and I haven't submitted because I'm still doing the same old. I ain't reading the Bible. I'm not walking in his will. I ain't reading to see what he's saying, how, and what I need to do. So I hadn't really turned from my wicked ways. Hallelujah. I just went ahead and gave God my life. Said, Lord, yes, I give you my life, but I haven't submitted to God. So things are still going just like they were going. Hallelujah. But you can't go down that road 2 or 3 more years like that. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because when you say, Lord, I'm yours, my God, guess what? He's coming. Because you open yourself up. So he's going to turn some stuff in your life, and he's going to put you in some places where, hallelujah, you say, okay, Lord, that's enough and enough and enough. What I got to do to get out of this fire. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and read the word of God. I'm going to start at the first verse of James chapter 4. Amen. And it reads, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Come thou not hence, even of your lust that war in your members. What causes the quarrels in you are the earthly desires. The evilness that lives on the inside of you. See, you say, Lord, yes, you submitted and all that stuff and everything. Yes, Lord, I give you my life. But you know what? Then you still have these things going on the inside. Yes, it takes time for God to wash you out and clean you out. Yes, it does. But you got to allow him to do it. But you know what? You're going to have to pray and you're going to have to read also. Hallelujah. And you're going to have to say, oh, Lord, I hate doing that. You know, you have to have that contrite spirit he always tell me about, you know, that repentant spirit. The Lord, I repent. You know, Lord, I don't like that. I didn't mean to do that, Lord. You know, Paul said, when I try to do good, evil is always present and some of that stuff. But if you ask God to wash you and clean you up, amen, glory to God. Yes, you have given your life to him, but you know there's still some steps you got to take to, amen, to get to that really submission part, because you're still talking about everybody, you're still gossiping, you're still slandering, you're still doing and everything, and you're going right on. You're still a selfish person. It's just your fault no more. You don't want to help nobody do nothing. And you know what? That's even as being, amen, some people who are really committed, they'll do that too. They don't want to help others, because they're scared another man is going to steal their ministry. But you know, he put us here to be helpers one to another. Glory to God. So don't feel like that. You know, you need to go back to the drawing board and say, Lord, I need some help because I don't like to help others. Let's move on. Glory to God. Let's move to verse 2. Ye lust and have not, ye kill, and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. You know what? sometimes, you know, you want what you want, and it don't matter what you do, what you want, what you do to get it. You're going to try to get that thing, hallelujah, by yourself. You ain't going to even put God in it. That's because you haven't submitted your ways unto him. Hallelujah, glory to God. But what you got to do is, Lord, I submit all these ways. Lord, if there's anything in me that's stopping me from submitting my ways to you, then, Lord, I ask you to clean me. That's why we say, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. Hey, glory to God. Because you want him to clean you up so and set you on high, and he'll do all that. But you got to learn how to tell him what you want. Yes, he's not going to force you to do it. No. He's gonna let you tell him you want to do it. He's not a God that forces himself on you. Yes, you gave your life to Christ. You're going to church every Sunday. You hear what the preacher say. You're the loudest one in the church. Hey, glory. Yes, Lord. Yeah, he said that, but that same stuff that he talked about, it's in you. But guess what? You're hollering because you know it's somebody else. Hallelujah. You're saying somebody else got that in them. Hallelujah. But, you know, sometimes we'll check ourselves. Do a self-checkup. I always do that, hallelujah. I say, okay, Lord, now, this ain't happening, so is it something that I'm holding back or something that I need to get out? But what? Glory to God. Yes. I mean, just because, you know, there's something that always, you know, God needs to heal you from, that don't mean you're not submitted. But most of the time, amen, those people who are not fully submitted and committed to God, you'll know it. Because you won't do what the pastor say. You won't do what, amen, what your leaders say. You'll say, well, I'm going to do it my way. You know, I do this, I do that, I do this. It's all about I. Never God lead me. God help me. God, I need you. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, that's the kind of thing you need to say. Glory to God. Let's go on down. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God, on verse 3. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. In other words, you're going to ask him, hallelujah, for something, glory to God, and you don't get it. But guess what? You get mad because you don't get it. Hallelujah. You know why sometimes you don't get what you get? It's because you're not going to do the right thing with it. You're going to take it, amen, to go and buy a bigger house, a bigger car, a bigger whatever, and a bigger that. Hallelujah. But you don't say, well, you know what, Lord? Now, I ask this, Lord, and yes, Lord, I'm going to sow some. And guess what? He's going to give you enough to sow and enough to spend also. But see, if you ain't submitted to him, then what you're going to do is you're going to take all that and go and do something that, amen, glory to God, that's going to please you. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to get them rims, and I'm going to buy that jewelry I saw. I'm going to get all that. But, you know, if you submitted your ways unto him and you give him his first, then guess what? He's not going to worry about it. He ain't going to even ask you for no more if you make sure you give him his first. I talked to someone on yesterday, and they were saying before they got connected and got hooked up with this ministry, glory to God, hallelujah, you know, they said, you know, I couldn't keep $5 in my pocket. Every time I turn around, I had $5 in my pocket. It was just like I had holes in my pocket. He said, I am so glad that I hooked up with this ministry. Those were the exact words. Amen. We were talking, amen, hallelujah, to some of the other people too. And they said, well, you know what? I just couldn't, every time I got something, it was just like I had holes in my pocket. But now, amen, they both. They're not boasting, amen, on that, but they're boasting on the teaching that they got from this ministry and how God worked through this ministry, letting everybody know that this ministry is on good ground. Glory to God. That's what they were saying. Hallelujah. So see, if they hadn't did what, you know, the Lord was telling them to do it and how they were telling them to do it, amen. And one of the other members was saying, I'm telling you now, you know, I'm telling you. They said, now listen, I'm just telling it like it is, you know. They said, listen now, before they told me I was going to get 5 envelopes, and I got all 5 of them envelopes. Hallelujah. And they weren't empty either. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. That's how he worked. See, they listen. So I'm telling you, listen at what they be telling you. Amen. It's not that they're trying to get something from you. And they say it all the time that God is trying to get something to you. Hallelujah. And whenever they get something, Amen. They just sow. They continue to sow. They continue to sow over and over and over and over. And guess what? God continued to give them. He, when they ask, he give it to them. Because he know, you know, when you get it, you're not going to go off on your own lust and buy other pleasurable things. Amen. You're going to sow back into the ministry. Then he's going to pour it right back out to you. Hallelujah. Some things that you need. You might need a healing. Ah, my God, my God. No, you can't buy it. Hallelujah. You can't. But guess what? You sow seed. But sometimes you got to sow something in order to get something. Yes, you sow time, you'll get some time. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. Hallelujah. Ye adulterers and adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is an enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you see it right here? Hallelujah. So if you friends of the world, then guess what? You're enemy to God. Because some people just really don't believe. Adulterers are cheating. You're cheating on God. You're letting the world control you. And your beliefs, doing what the world wants you to do, and living by the world system. But yet, hallelujah, you have not committed. Because if you have committed unto God, then there's no way you're going to live where the world live. Hallelujah. You know, they said, well, you know what? You're giving your money over there to them folks. You could have kept them $30. Amen. Listen, you can't do nothing with them $30, okay? It's $30. Right. You can't do nothing with them $30. You might as well go ahead and sow it. Hallelujah. Because you're going to need more than that. I'm sure your light bill is going to be more than that. Hallelujah. So, well, you know what, Lord, is what I've got right here to sow. And he will increase you. But he's not increasing you. Amen. Hallelujah. For you to go ahead and eat all up that he increased you. When he increased you, then you put it back into the ministry that you got the word from. That's how it goes. It goes sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. You continue. Amen. That's the trend now. Glory to God. Sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you do. So you don't do that, hallelujah. Because if you if you love the world, way world system, well, you know what? I ain't giving them my money. Look, I wasn't intending to talk about no money, but amen, glory to God. We're going to continue on. Amen. Most of the time, I will say it right here. Hallelujah, I'm going to say it later, but what do people want? Most of the time, they ask God for what? Money, men, women, houses, cars. Hallelujah. They want to buy a piece of land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those are most of the things. Not saying they want Jesus. Hallelujah. He ain't even in the equation. It's all those things. It's not, Lord, bring me up higher so I can have money to sow into the ministry. You think that's what they be saying? Nah, that ain't what they be saying. Hallelujah. If they need a healing, they'll ask for a healing. But amen, you can guarantee when that healing comes, then it's money on down the road. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 5. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Do you think the scripture has no meaning? God is passionate about his spirit when he places it on the inside of us. Because when you say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior, okay, amen, you are a new creature right then. Hallelujah, glory to God. But there's still some things that you're going to have to do on down the road. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people can go on and on, but they're still unfaithful. They ain't faithful to the cause of the ministry. They ain't faithful to God. All they want to do is be drawn by their own lust. Some just do it just because somebody said, hallelujah. But glory to God, when you get completely and totally submitted to him, then you watch what he do. Because he'll turn everything upside down for you. He'll make your enemy your footstool, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you have so many enemies out there, and they're coming against you here. They're coming against you on the job. They're coming against you, amen, when you go in the stores. They're coming against you, amen, hallelujah. Everywhere you go, somebody's coming against you. But he said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. And one thing about it, when you pray, then you got an adversary, hallelujah, when you know not to pray. You said, okay, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I need you to fix this thing, Lord. You see what they're doing to me here? See what they're trying to do to me there? Then, God, I know you'll fix this thing. Look, in the name of Jesus, he'll fix it. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 6. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. When you humble yourself to God, everything, hallelujah, will be all right. Humble yourself and submit. Listen, you know, if you can't submit on your job, your chances are you're not submitting to God. You always got something to say. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. Somebody did this. Somebody did that. Hallelujah. Think about what you're saying. You're releasing a lot of stuff out there in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you release it, the devil picks it up. Glory to God. And he said, okay, they talking, they saying this. I'm going to keep right on letting them come out of. Glory to God. And that way he going to go and he going to put it in them even the more way, you know, bother them a little bit more, do a little bit more, say a little bit more. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. But, you know, you got to learn how to be humble in some things. Just say, mm-hmm. But sometimes I get that, okay. I said, all right. You know, it is gone about my business. Hallelujah. And that's what you do. Hallelujah. Because you're being humble, you say, okay, Lord, I know you're going to take care of this. But you got to go and pray behind the scenes. When you submit it to God, he'll show you stuff. He'll tell you how to pray, when to pray, what to pray, and who to pray it with. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. You know what? Sometimes you don't really resist the devil. You allow the devil to run all over you sometimes. Glory to God. If he said, don't give, then I ain't giving. Only the devil will tell you not to give. When you hear someone say, when you hear something that says, okay, you hear the Holy Spirit say, okay, I want you to go over here and I want you to plant a seed in this ministry. Understand now, that ain't the devil. The devil is not going to tell you to go and plant a seed in somebody's ministry whom you know that you know that you know living right and doing right. Well, let me retract that. Thank you, Lord. Let me retract that. He's not going to tell you to come over here and sow a seed in this ministry. I put it like that, glory to God. He's not going to tell you that. Hallelujah. Chances are, hallelujah, he's telling you that because of reason, because there are some things that's to come. Ah, my God, my God. So you already have it, you sowed, Lord. Well, I can come back and call on that seed that I sowed. Ah, my God, hallelujah. So, Lord, I'm telling you, I sowed this seed, and I'm calling on it now, Lord, because I need you to give me some increase. I need you, Lord God, because my body needs healing. I need you, Lord God, because my children, Lord God, need healing. I need you, Lord God, because things just ain't going right, Lord. I'm trying to grow a business. I'm trying to come up higher. So, Lord, I need you, Lord God, to show me how, when, what to do. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. I'm just giving you examples. You may not can pray like I pray, but that's fine. You pray in your own prayer, hallelujah. In your own prayer language, hallelujah. And he will exhort you, hallelujah. That's what you do, glory to God. You pray like you know how to pray. No, you can't pray like I pray, and I don't expect you to. But I do expect you to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth on today, glory to God. Humble yourself before God. Resist that devil, and he gonna flee from you. He will tell you to go and do some crazy stuff. But you know what you got to do? You got to resist him. Say, oh, no. I said, with the Holy Spirit living, no, on the inside of me, I'm not doing that. I'm not going over there. I'm not going to answer that door at 12 o'clock. The little JoJo to come in. Come on, he wants some water. Hallelujah. Open the door real quick. Amen. Keep your chain. Throw that bottle of water out that door and tell JoJo he need to keep stepping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he pick it up, fine. If he don't, then guess what? He ain't thirsty. Hallelujah. Keep it moving. Glory to God. Don't get caught by the wiles of the devil. Amen. Someone calling you late at night. Amen. We'll just say candlestick. Hallelujah. Calling you late at night, you know, and she's saying, well, you know what? My car won't crank. Something wrong with my battery won't start. Well, guess what? You ain't going nowhere to late at night anyway. Hallelujah. So you know somebody will come by there and see about it in the morning. See, you got to be careful and walk in and submit yourself to God. When you're committed to God and submitted to God, then all those things that come and try to stray you away from his word and stray you away from the word of God, you're going to just say no. Hallelujah. None of us are above falling. Glory to God. But the thing about it is he will give you, hallelujah, an escape goat. And this is where you're going to know, hallelujah, how to do it, what to do, and what to say, and keep it moving. Oh, my God. Because I was just talking to someone, amen, one day, and I said, well, you know what? This could have happened, that could have happened, and this could have happened. I said, but you know what? I said, this ain't going to happen. I said, because I got up and I went on about my business. I wasn't thinking about what was going on there. Hallelujah. No, sir. Glory to God. But you don't want to lose. Amen. You just committed yourself to Christ and you're walking in his ways. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Now you want to submit to him so he can grow you even more and take you into a new place in him. And you want to continue to grow. But you know what? The only thing that will stop your growth is sin. Sin is the only thing that will stop your growth. And let me help you out. The enemy will come. Hallelujah. He's coming, and he is coming. But that's when the Bible say right here, glory to God. Let's read on down. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 7 again. Hallelujah. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So you got to know that when you submit, hallelujah, and when you submit, oh, my God, then you got resistance. Hallelujah. You say, I've submitted my life to Christ, and I'm not going to do that. Even he'll try to get you to say stuff. And let me help you out. He don't use just things out of ordinary and people, amen, that's coming, amen, you don't know. He going to use them that you do know. But we in a time and a place now where you got to turn yourself around and understand this word is true. And your spirit in him, hallelujah, then you need to go ahead and submit today. Hallelujah. If you have not submitted, you've given your life to Christ, but you ain't submitted. You're still walking in the devil's way. You're still doing whatever the devil tell you to do. You're trying to get money illegally. Hallelujah. If you ain't got money, don't last long. Let me help you out with that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you do it God's way, he will take you up and set you on high. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You cannot serve two masters. You can't serve God and serve the world, too. You're going to have to love one and hate the other. It's up to you to choose which one that you're going to love. Hallelujah. But I tell you on today, choose the Lord thy God that you're going to love and you're going to follow him. Because if you follow the devil, you're going to fall yourself into a pit. And that's where he want to get you in a pit. Nobody will come and help you out of. Hallelujah. Your finances ain't going right. Hallelujah. Your children acting up. The husbands is acting up. Hallelujah. The women acting up. Everybody want to act a fool. Glory to God. And you can't call on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can call him, but you don't have to go through it. But I'd rather go through, I told him, I said, I'd rather go through with him than to go through without him. I remember, amen, he told me, he said, now, it's time for you to get up and go. It's time for you to get up and go. Well, just say it like that. And he said, now, if you want to stay, you can stay. But if you stay, you're on your own. When he said that, he didn't have to say another word. Man, I shift the dust. It was time to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whenever he tells you that, then that means that whatever you go through, you're going to go through it for a while. Not that he ain't going to bring you out, glory to God, but you're going to go through it. I didn't want to go through it no more. I said, oh, no more. That's enough. When he said that, it was time to go. Hallelujah. So I packed up like the Beverly Hillbillies. Hallelujah. And I got going. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 9. Be a tithe and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy be to heaviness. Hallelujah. Let's move on, glory to God, to verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You know, you have to be a humble person. You have to humble yourself in the sight of God and allow God to be God in your life. Humble yourself. Don't listen at what the world telling you. You know, they be talking about, well, is there a God or is there not a God? Don't let them be telling you that crazy stuff. Hallelujah. They be saying, well, do you believe that? You believe what they saying? Hallelujah. If you follow this word, then you'll know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. But most of the time when people be talking, amen, they be talking out of the side of their nose. Hallelujah. They don't know which way Jesus even went. My God. But humble yourself and watch God work because he wants to work in all our lives. Humble yourself and follow God, and he will lift you up. He will set you on high. Remember what happened to Job, lost everything. Hallelujah. When he told that his wife told you might as well curse God and die, he said, you're talking like a foolish woman. I'm not going to do that. Glory to God. I am
totally submitted to the Lord thy God. He is the keeper of my soul, and I will not come against him. Glory to God. Now, you just think if he had a went ahead and, hallelujah, and just went ahead and said, you know, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to curse him, and I'm, you know, and just let his chips fall where they may. What do you think Job would have been? He probably would have been dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. He wouldn't have got all he got because he got everything that he lost. So when you submit your ways to God, he will direct your path. But if you are not totally submitted, then you're going to miss out. Hallelujah. I encourage you on today to think about it, amen, and see if you are submitted. Hallelujah. You know, some like to sit, they like to watch TV all day, and they like to, you know, talk to everybody, amen. They like to talk to everybody, anybody. They like to talk to banana boat. They like to talk to the apples. They like to talk to this one, talk to that one, hallelujah, talk to that one, see what they got going on. They like to be on this social media, this, that, that. Ain't nothing wrong with none of it. But make sure what who's you putting first so you can submit to hear him talk, you know, back to you. But sometimes when you go ahead and you pray and you don't listen, you don't wait and listen and see what he has to say or if it's something he wants you to do or how you need to do it, hallelujah, then you miss out. But submit your ways unto him and watch what he do. Speak not evil of one another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if ye judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. See, you know, isn't it something how people can speak evil of a brother and sister? You know, let's just for that example, you know, you may hear somebody preaching and they might need some more teaching, you know, and things such as, but you, oh my God, yes. Some do need some more teaching. Yes, they may not teach it like you want them to teach it. Hallelujah. They might not teach it like, I'll just say, the heavy hitters. Hallelujah. I say the heavy hitters, those that have been in ministry a long, long, long time. But if it's God's word and they submit it to God, then guess what? He's pleased. So who are you to judge? Judge ye not the brothers or the sisters. Yes, but when you are totally submitted to God, then guess what? He's pleased with it. On yesterday, Elder tore it up. She tore it out of the circuit. Glory to God. You missed it. Hallelujah. My God, it was good. I was, Elder, going, go, Elder, go, go, keep going. Go. It was good. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. But see, if you didn't understand it, hallelujah, that was on you. But guess what? It was broke down so. That even, it said, Bible, so even a fool cannot err from the Bible. It's so simple. She broke it down so, hallelujah. And if you didn't get it, there was something wrong with you, hallelujah. But that's what he's saying, hallelujah. So when somebody, amen, preaches the word of God, they may not preach it like you preach it. Well, that's you. He don't want no copycats. He want everybody to be their own unique person. I don't copy anybody. I'm my own unique person. And I want to hear from him, and he gives it to me like he wants me to bring it. And that's the way it is, hallelujah. You know, you don't have to come to the shows and judge people, hallelujah, but just listen at what God has for them. That's what you do. Don't step outside of trying to say, well, you know what, No, don't do that, hallelujah. But that may be how he gave it to them to bring it forth to you. Hallelujah. And some don't even bring forth nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you ain't even submitted to bring nothing. But let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 12. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? And who would that be? God is the judge and the jury. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. So just know, hallelujah, that he's the one that can judge. Jesus is the one that can judge. If it's not right, if they're not submitting, if they're not doing what they need to do, hallelujah, glory to God, and they're not preaching it right, then he'll tell them, well, you know what, you didn't do this right. But don't listen at the enemy be trying to fight you in your mind, hallelujah. The mind-binding spirit's trying to get you off track. Hallelujah. Spend more time in his word, and he will exhort you in due season. Let's move to verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today, tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. See right here,
People are going to go. They want to go, but they don't. They are not submitted to God's ways. In other words, they didn't ask him if they need to go to that city. You're going to go and say, okay, we're going to go over here, and we're going to stay here for 2 years or 3 years or whatever, and we're going to work in this city, and we're going to have, you know, more money, amen, than we can even imagine. But did you ask God if that's where you're supposed to be? Lord, well, I'm going to go over here to this church because they got a big congregation. I'm not bashing churches. I'm just praying. Hallelujah. I call no specific name. Amen. So grab hold of that. Hallelujah. I'm going over here because they got a big congregation. Glory to God. And that's where I'm going to go. I want to go where I can be seen. But did you ask him where you need to go? Hallelujah. And Lord, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to plant this seed right here. I'm going to plant this seed of $100 over here in this other ministry. But did you ask him if that good ground to plant on? Glory to God. You have to ask him so your seeds will grow. But you don't want to go out there, amen, and plant seeds where they don't grow. Hallelujah. You know, I can say this. There was this person, amen, and year after year after year, they would plant a garden, hallelujah. Glory to God. And they would just continue to plant garden, hallelujah, in that spot, that one spot. And it just seemed like every time they planted it, every year after year after year, it wouldn't come up. It'll come up, but it wouldn't bear nothing. It wasn't hardly making nothing. Glory to God. When they planted it in that one spot, but after they moved into the right spot, over on the other side, good God Almighty, amen, glory to God. God bless that thing. Hallelujah. And just that one spot, you should have saw some of the vegetables and different things that they got out of the garden. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It just kept bearing, kept bearing, and kept bearing. See, it was if he was planted in the wrong place. Oh, my God. Huh? Let me help y'all out. Glory to God. Some of you been planting in the wrong, your seeds in the wrong place. So you need to make sure you ask the Lord, where do I need to plant my seeds at? Glory to God. Because when he planted it over on the other side, hallelujah, you should have seen the crops that he made, hallelujah. And that just kept bearing, kept bearing, kept bearing. It bare enough fruit, amen, and vegetables and things for him to give away. Glory to God. And it was just so beautiful. It was gorgeous. The garden was gorgeous. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's the type of God that we serve. So you see, you might be planting in the wrong place. Hallelujah. So you come on, amen, and plant in the right place. Let's move on down. Glory to God. 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Huh. Your life is like a mist because you never know. That's why it's time to submit now. Don't wait. Because you don't know, amen, the day or the hour when Jesus is to return. You don't know, hallelujah, glory to God, what's going to happen on tomorrow. You just worry about today. Am I fully committed, Lord? If there's anything in me that's stopping me to submit to you, Lord God, then, Lord, you need to take it out, Father. In the name of Jesus, I want to submit fully and wholly unto you. Oh, let's move down 15. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And what you got to say, hallelujah. So you know what? If the Lord will, then I'm going to go, hallelujah, to where I need to go, hallelujah. But if it ain't God's will, then I don't want it. If it ain't God's will that I go and I live in this city, then I don't want it. If it's God's will, then, Lord, I want you to show me your will, your divine will, Lord, your divine purpose. You never put him in it. That's why you're not totally submitted, because you never put him in it. You just don't. Okay, well, you know what? She went over there, so I'm going over there too. So that means you're following the world system. No, you submit. When you're submitted to God, then you ask him, do you want me to go over there? If he don't say he don't want you to go, then don't go. But, Lord, do you want me to have this person? And if he tell you no, leave it alone, hallelujah, because they may not be good for you no way. If he said no, hallelujah. And sometimes he will tell you no, but every delay is not a denial. He's trying to keep you, amen, from some mess. Ah, my God. Let's move to verse 16. But know ye rejoice. Now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I'm going to read that again, and I want everybody on this line to hear what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So you know the right thing to do. But then you don't do it. You do the wrong thing. that sin. But that you don't know, you won't be held accountable for it. But do you see here, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin to do the wrong thing, hallelujah. And you know it's a sin against God, hallelujah. So that's why when you could submit yourself to God, always stay constantly in prayer, hallelujah. You know, you can say, Lord, well, do you want me to do this or do you not, hallelujah. I was sitting in a place one day and I'm like, Lord, now I need you to help me here. What do you want me to do? I said, I'm about to ask. Okay. I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? I said, Lord, do you want me to leave? Do you want me to stay? What do you want me to do? Hallelujah. He didn't say nothing, so amen. I sat there. Amen. It was hard, but I did. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, help me, help me. I was praying the whole time. And that's because I'm submitted. My life is submitted to him. So if he had told me, okay, you get on, time to go. And guess what? I was trying to go. Hallelujah. But he didn't say nothing. Hallelujah. So I didn't move. Glory to God. But remember, if you're submitted to him, he's going to direct your path. He's going to tell you what to do, what not to do. Be totally submitted to God. Hallelujah. And you can be submitted. You don't have to be halfway in and half out. But some people, I'd say, they straddle a fence. Who says you have a fence to straddle? Hallelujah. Who says you have a fence to straddle? Hallelujah. Come on over on the Lord's side and do what he asks you and get committed to him. Hallelujah. And listen. You pray, but then you're not listening for his answer. Listen to his answer. He will talk back. If he don't show you that answer, amen, glory to God, he'll bring it to you some other way. Because sometimes people say, well, I can't hear. But you know what? He used songs. Hallelujah. He'll use songs. He'll use people. He'll use children. He'll use anybody, anything he wants to. He'll even use billboards. You see things on the outside. I said, okay, I just asked the Lord, what do I need to do about this? And then you'll see something, amen. That's what he wants me to do. And it'll hit your spirit like a brick. Oh, good God Almighty. So get totally submitted and submit your ways unto him, and he shall direct your path. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, on today, oh Lord. Father God, we submit our ways to you, Lord God, so you can direct our path, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for our directions, Lord God, is your directions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Where we have gone astray, oh Father, we repent and we turn around and come back to you, Lord God. And Lord, you said we are a people that always should pray, Lord God, and seek your face. So, Father God, we pray right now, oh God, that you help us to come up even higher, Lord God, that you help us to know who you are in this season, oh Lord God. We put all selfishness and foolishness to the side because, Lord, you said we need to pray, Lord, and come together, Lord God, to defeat the wiles of the devil and the enemy, Lord God, as he's trying to come after your people right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the hospitals and the nursing homes, Lord God, and the nurses, Lord God, and all those, Lord God, who are tired and weak, we send the strength to them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we know, Lord, only you can give them strength that they need, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory, oh Lord. We praise your heavenly name on high. For if it had not been for you, Lord, then pour out your spirit and pour out your strength upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, they wouldn't have it. Lord, give them peace in their mind, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, to help them fight against the wiles of a devil, in the name of Jesus, as they pray, oh God, give them insight and oversight, Lord God, and let them know that they're going to be all right, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an on-time God. Submit your ways to him and watch what he do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God. We serve a right now God. Hallelujah. He's just bringing me back to that scenario I was giving you. Amen. That testimony about how, you know, they moved their garden into another place because, amen, the ground wasn't fertile over there. Hallelujah. And they moved it over, just shipped. Oh, my God. So God is shifting someone over into a new place, amen, to sow your seeds. All I say is remember where that word comes from, hallelujah, glory to God. And that's where you seed it, hallelujah, glory to God. So he's shifting. Oh, my God. God is in a season, hallelujah, where he's going to shift some things around him. You know, you've been doing the same old, and getting the same old results. But he's in a shifting season. He's shifting them around. So, amen. So you can get some different results. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Somebody's jumping up and down on the inside of their house saying, thank you, Jesus. That's me. Hey, hey. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for the shift in the season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because your seed wasn't growing. Hallelujah. It wasn't producing you anything. So he's going to shift. Hallelujah. He's going to shift you over. Hallelujah. To where, hallelujah, you can get some growth in your seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So remember, hallelujah, when you get that, hallelujah, glory to God, you know what to do. My God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Don't forget all the announcements. Hallelujah. That we went over, amen, earlier. Just know that you know that you know, hallelujah. Apostle passed on Tuesday night, hallelujah. Faith Come By Hearing on Saturday. Prophetic Corner Ministry, the Hour of Power on Sunday. And Voice of Truth also, Ministry Elaine on Sunday. Glory to God. Don't forget your partner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't spend all your money in one place. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God is worthy to be praised. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. And if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me, those that are even listening, amen, on the airways, hallelujah, on the phone, hallelujah, by the way of, amen, hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, my God, and I repent for every sin that I have committed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're now a blood-washed, born believer in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Well, where the word of God is being taught and lived out. Hallelujah. Begin to read your Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to the New Testament. Amen. And read it. Hallelujah. So it will help you to learn how to go on in Christ Jesus and come up higher and submit your ways unto him. Lord, I submit all my ways unto you so he can lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he is good and he is worthy. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a break right now, and your next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. That will be coming to you live. So get ready, get ready. You can get your sip of water. Amen. Some juice, lemonade. Amen. Whatever your drink may be. And get ready, get ready, get ready. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week. Amen.